Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
Understand the fear of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we live in an age, a time, a dispensation where most people that serve in church don't understand the fear of the Lord. You see, if Ananias and Sapphira problem was not in the New Testament, we'll think it was what God used to do. He doesn't do it again. But it is what God does till tomorrow. The problem is this, that people didn't die physically, but something died in them while they were alive. There are men today that are breathing and moving up and down. And heaven knows there's a level this man will never cross, no matter what he tries. Why? Because something happened that put a judgment over him or her. When people don't understand the fear of the Lord, they think that grace is a license to stupidity. They think that sin has no consequence. They think that church is only a game. They think that whatever you can get away with, that's okay. Proverbs 16 verse 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Anybody that promises you mercy and doesn't balance it with truth will send you to hell. A lot of people in church don't have a sense of the fact that God is fearful. If you have not developed the fear of God, please don't go near pulpit. If God doesn't terrify you, forget the message of grace you are hearing. If Jehovah doesn't terrify you, please don't go near pulpit. You don't know who you are dealing with. You have no clue as to what this is all about. I say, if sin was an easy thing, God would have declared amnesty. He couldn't declare amnesty. His son had to die. It was a payment for sin. Every human being has weaknesses, but weaknesses don't rule us. We rule our weaknesses. Everybody decides to the extent he can go in rebellion and the extent he can go in obedience. All the people that told you that God doesn't care about human sins anymore, check their life and see whether they went well. Check the ministries that stayed on the teaching of the fear of God and see whether they went well, or the ones that said anything can go, it's okay. Any day you forget the fear of the Lord, you have lost your future. You have lost your destiny. So while we are talking about God and church and all of that, you know, this is a time of grace. This is a time of grace. This is a time of grace. Grace was bought by blood. Grace was bought by sacrifice. Grace was bought on the cross. And the wages of sin is still death. And once saved is not forever saved. A person who is in church can still go to hell. And that everybody is doing it will not make God change his mind. You must have a healthy fear of God. You know, in the Bible, Leviticus chapter 10 verse 1 or so, a young priest walked into the house of God and offered strange fire. Is that true? What did God do? Consumed him. He's a priest. And remember the sons of Eli. They carried the ark of God, entered into the battlefield, and they lost their lives. The ark was taken from them. What happened? Their life was incompatible with the ark they were carrying. Isaiah 52 verse 11. It said, depart ye, depart ye. Go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean. That do what? That bear the vessels of the Lord. Are you a priest? That means you bear the vessels of God. He said, be clean. You have to understand that you go to church now. Young people say they are in courtship and are sleeping together. They keep going on. And you can't rebuke them. You know why? Because all their friends in the other church, in the other church, in the other church, in the other church, they're all doing the same thing. So why are they too serious about it in our own church? Brothers and sisters, because you are a priest. You are not a harlot. You don't sell body for money. You are a priest. You don't use your body to, you know, pacify a man or pacify a woman. You are a priest. You say, well, they say, if I don't do that, I will not be getting somebody to marry. Then don't marry. If God didn't give you a husband, stay single. Am I talking to somebody here? If God doesn't give you a husband, stay single. The same thing with money. You see a lot of people running around in church trying to do get rich quick. They're getting into betting, getting into Yahoo, running up and down. Even stealing in church. You see pastors who falsify figures. If you and your accountant are falsifying figure in your church, do you actually understand that you have destroyed the life of that accountant? That person will never survive it. You may survive as a pastor because you know more than him. And you can run around and get grace and prayer and confess and restitute and all that. But that person will not have the opportunity. He doesn't know the things you know. When somebody higher than you is compromising you, you don't know the things he knows that can bring him out. So at the end of the day, it's your destiny that is sacrificed, not his own. So no, don't write that. Write this. Don't do it. Do this. And not, you finish all of that. You come. You look nice. You look like you helped him. He tells you, okay, you know, because of this, because of that, because of, that's all you have done. But at the end of the day, it's your destiny that is sacrificed because your judgment will come, but his own may not. That's why you have to be careful in who you are navigating this nonsense with. And people can give you reasonable explanations, but God didn't recognize the explanation. Listen, all of you trying to help God, stop. It was David that went to bring the ark. It's Uzzah that the ark killed. Stop. Miriam and Aaron were the ones that gossiped. If Miriam got leprosy, Aaron didn't get. He was a high priest. So whatever you are doing, be careful. You carry a new attitude, a new life approach. People join church today in Nigeria. Nobody is interested in what the Bible says. Understand the fear of God in the way you dress too. Whenever you appear outside, let it be that you are wearing the attire of decency. You can't come out looking like a harlot. Listen to me. When you see an unbeliever dress, don't you see the sign of his master in him? Somebody serving the snake spirit, you can see it in her. Somebody serving the marine kingdom, you can see it in them. Somebody is out to destroy these things, you can see it in them. And then you, that's a child of God, you join them. No. Even in your language, there are some words that shouldn't cross your mouth. There are some slangs that unbelievers use that shouldn't be your own. Listen, you commune with God. Let your mouth have a little decency. You know, in those days when you're a child and you say some things, your mother will say, oh, use soap and wash your mouth. Some of you need God to use soap and wash your mouth. Lift up your right hand. May God put in you the grace for right living.
today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.